Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Good morning. It is a full body Sweat 7 today. So as always, I'll talk you through what we'll be doing before we're doing it. And if anything sounds like it doesn't make sense, you can check out the videos of me doing it on Instagram and Twitter at the Sweat 7 Pod. We will be getting started with your bird dogs. So from all fours, extending one arm and opposite leg. Then we'll be moving into press up through downward dog. So one press up, one downward dog, before bringing it onto your feet for squats and some reverse lunges back down to the mat for dorsal raises and then press-ups. And we will finish with a good old 40 seconds of squat jumps. So if any of those don't make sense, check out the video and get ready to go in 10 seconds with your bird dogs. So starting from all fours, we go in 3, 2, 1. Extending one arm and opposite leg. And then switching so we find that full range, reaching forward, reaching back. And just checking out that core stability, the range in our shoulders. If we've got any tension in our hamstrings, just feeling it out with this first one. Moving opposite arm, opposite leg, finding that balance, finding that range, maybe holding for a second at that end point. You've got 10 more seconds here. So keep moving through them for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good, nice work. So we are going to move into your press up into a downward facing dog. So setting up in that high plank position, or you can do these on your feet or on your knees. One press up and then pushing back into that downward dog. The press up on your feet or on your knees in 3, 2, 1. One press and then we push back into that triangle position, hips up towards the ceiling, driving the heels down towards the mat, down dog, rolling back into your high plank, down into your press up and up and back. So just finding that full range of movement through the shoulders, through the hamstrings as we roll through these, starting to test that upper body strength. Past the halfway point, see if you can just keep flowing through these for another 10 seconds. Good, we got one or two more. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. Bring it up onto your feet. We are going to come into your squats for the next one. So set up those feet about hip width apart. Slight turn out of the toes if that feels good. And we move into your squats, dropping down into the glutes, keeping your heels on the ground. In 3, 2, 1. So dropping down nice and deeply into those squats, squeezing the glutes at the top and then dropping back down. 40 seconds of squats, so plenty of time here to find that form, to find that range, to find some depth in your squats. Keeping your chest up nice and tall, shoulders back. good. You've got another 15 seconds on these squats. If they're feeling good, add a little bit of pace to them. Why not? You've got 10 more seconds. All the way down, all the way up. Squeezing the glutes at the top. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. So staying on your feet for another move, we are going to come into your reverse lunges. We're going to alternate sides. So stepping back with the left leg, dropping deep into that back knee, bringing it back to the top of the mat, and then stepping back with the other, alternating your reverse lunges in 3, 2, 1. Go. Stepping back and driving up through these reverse lunges. So it should already feel like we've switched on those glutes a little bit through the work that we've done so far. Now we really work through the back of the leg, a little bit into those thighs as well as we drop down, and then push up through that front leg as we come back to standing. Already past the halfway point. Really nice work. Keep that chest up. You have got 10 more seconds. We step back. We drop that knee. We come all the way back up to the top. 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Good, nice work. Take it all the way down to the mat, down onto your stomach for your dorsal raises. So lying flat on the floor, stomach down, hands at your temples. We are trying to lift up through the lower back and then lower back down to the ground. Also known as Superman's. We go in 3, 2, 1. Go. So dorsal raises, Supermans, whatever you know these as, your hands are at your temples. We're lifting up through the lower back, and then we're lowering the forehead back down to the mat. And just check that you're not lifting through the neck and pivoting through the neck. That work comes from the lower back as we lift up through the torso and lower back down. You've got 15 seconds here to lift, maybe hold for a second at the top and lower. 10 more seconds. Last 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Two moves to go. We're staying where you are on the mat. We are bringing it into press-ups. So as you know by now, do these on your feet or on your knees, whatever feels like a challenge for you. But I want you to work on dropping that chest nice and low down in between your hands, and then pushing the ground away, keeping the core nice and tight. 2, 1. Go. Into your press-ups. 40 seconds here. So 40 seconds of press-ups is quite a long time. You might want to slow the pace back. And remember, as we did at the top of this workout, you can always bring in that downward dog in between every press-up or every other press-up, just to release the pressure from your shoulders. But you're more than halfway through these press-ups. So if you've been doing them consistently, keep them going for 10 more seconds. Finding as much range as you can, bending deep into those elbows for 3, 2, 1. All right, let's spice things up a little bit. For the last one, we are going to come into your squat jumps. 40 seconds of squat jumps, so find a pace that works for you. We're going in 10 seconds time.
7, 6, 5.
Into your squat jumps in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
40 seconds of squat jumps. So yes, it is quite a long time, but it is also the last thing that we are doing, and we are making this 7-minute workout count. So all the way down, all the way up, driving forward with those hips at the top. I got good news and bad news. You are halfway through, which still means you've got another 20 seconds to go. Get them done. See if you can grit your teeth and increase the pace. You've got just over 10 seconds on these squat jumps. Yes, team, don't you dare give up. You've got 5 more seconds. Give me 2 or 3 more squat jumps. 3, 2, 1. And done. Good. Well done. Shake everything out. Give yourself a pat on the back. Superb work. Thank you as always for joining me. And I will see you back here very soon for more Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.